you. Okay, Camp Calgary. They have hay rides. They have a half Olympic size swimming pool. They have horses that you can ride around in a corral. The teenagers can do a trail ride in the woods. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting. It's for grades, going into grades 1st through 12th grade. The 1st through 6th graders are with me and Mr. Daniel, and then the 7th through 12th graders are with Pastor McMenamin. My wife and I will be there, Mrs. Rice will be there, and we're going to have a fun time next week. Starts on Monday, and it goes till Friday. Okay, we meet here Monday morning, 7:30. We come back Friday. So if you are interested, raise your hand, we can get you a camp flyer, so you can at least look it over. The cost is about $165, but this is, see if your parents, talk to your parents about it, and see if you are able to go. Anyone else want a camp flyer? Any adults that want a camp flyer? It's a wonderful week. We have good preaching, we learn verses, the food is good, breakfast, lunch, dinner. They have a snack shop. A lot of kids love the snack shop, or they get to buy candy, etc. So it's just a lot of fun, and most importantly, we're around Christian brothers and sisters who love you and help you grow in the Lord. So everything is on this form. Anyone want a form? Okay, they are on the back table here if you would like a form on the back. Okay, how many remember where Billy Block, where we left off with Billy Block yesterday?
Where he went?
What happened that made him really... I'll spell again. I gotta watch that set there. He was at home, and what happened? The police pulled up. Remember, you always need to arm yourself every day. How many are saved? You know Jesus as your Savior. Raise your hand. Every day, what happens if we leave our sword in our closet or by our bed and we don't read it?
We're gonna forget about it.
We're going to be in trouble when the enemy comes. We're going to get defeated like I got defeated today. How many want me to read my Bible and pray?
Me.
Okay, so important, okay? All right, and I'm going to read it tonight too, because meditate therein day and night. Okay, so yesterday we learned that crime does not pay. The police officer had come to Billy's home. People are sometimes nervous when they see a policeman. If they have been stealing, lying, destroying property, you would have a reason to be scared. If a policeman came to your house, you would be thinking he was coming to get you. And sure enough, Billy thought that. How many have ever seen a person riding in a police car going to jail? Does it give you an eerie feeling?
I saw a police car out.
I wonder, did they hurt someone? What kind of crime did they do that they have gone in there? Did they get caught stealing? Or are they runaways? I'm glad for our policemen because we need them in America to keep law and order. What would happen if there were no speeding tickets, nothing, nobody getting arrested if they did drugs or some other bad things? What would happen?
It would be chaos.
It would be chaos in America. So we need to pray for our policemen and abide by the law and thank them when you see them. Well, Billy Block was home when the policeman parked his car and started walking to the door of his home. He was really scared. He'd stolen things from stores, he broke street lights, he did other things that he should get arrested for. That's what sin is. It's the wrong things that you and I do. What were some of those things that we said yesterday that we've already done? That is not appropriate anymore. That's sin right there, distracting someone. Yes, Azaria.
Cursing.
Cursing. Or I've heard a lot this week, not necessarily a curse word, but I've heard, oh my! And then God's holy, precious, hallowed name. How does he feel when we just bring down his name and say, God, I'm going to use your name and drag it through the mud just to make a point. That I want everyone to look at me. Oh, my. And then you say God's holy, precious name. How does he feel?
Disappointed.
He feels very sad. Very sad. He is the God who loves us, and he created us, and here we are dragging his name through the mud. We should not do that. If you want to make a point, say, oh, man, or use a word that's not going to be a word that you'll have to regret, because God is holy. God says, thou shalt, third commandment in the Bible, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You know that goes even for the Christian? God's going to hold us accountable. One day, he's gonna, when we stand before Jesus Christ, he's going to say, why did you take my name in vain? You knew better, little Christian. You knew the Ten Commandments. Why did you still do it anyway? So we need to remember this, that sin deserves punishment. And we don't want to have to. I like what my music teacher, Mr. Holland, when I was in choir in seventh grade, he had a little poster on his wall. It said, think before you do something. A moment of sin to have pleasure in that you will one day stand in eternity and have to give an account for. Think before you do sin that you will one day have to give an account for. That stuck in my mind. That why would I want to have a temporary pleasure in sin when I'm going to have to one day answer to God for that? So that's what Billy Block, he never heard these things before yet. He was so afraid. He didn't know the Bible. He didn't know that his sin would take him to hell. He never was at vacation by the time. He never was at a place like this yet. He never knew that he could be saved yet. Well, the policeman rang the doorbell. Billy ran to his bedroom, closed the door. He was guilty and scared. I wonder if that policeman saw me. And when we were at the gang hideout and where we brought the stolen goods, did he somehow see us when we stole the hubcaps off of that Corvette convertible? If Billy hadn't been such a brat and got into so much trouble, he wouldn't need to be afraid of the police, would he? Well, when the policeman rang the bell, Mother came from the kitchen. She said, good morning, sir. The officer replied, I'm Sergeant Roberts from the local police department. I would like to talk with you, if I may, please. Why, she said, why did you come to my home? Why do you want to talk to me? He said, I want to ask you a few questions. Well, certainly, she said, I'll be happy to answer them once you come in. He said, we have had reports of vandalisms and thefts. What's vandalisms?
Destroying property.
Destroying property. What's thefts?
Stealing.
Stealing things. A group of boys broke into a church recently. They wrote obscene words on the wall, threw hymn books in the water-filled baptistry, upset the communion table, tore up the pulpit, and flooded the basement. They did a great deal of damage. Someone thought they saw a blonde-headed boy around 12 years old. Leaving, running away from this place. The boy is well built for his size, and they saw him disappear out of sight. So I'm following up this lead that we might catch these boys. I'm hoping this boy might give us some information about the group who did the destruction at the church. Well, officer, said his mother, I do have a boy who's about 12 years old, and he is rather stocky, but I'm sorry, his hair is dark. His hair is black. His hair is very dark brown. As far as I know, my boy would never think of doing such things. Did Billy Block's mother know him very well?
No.
Ma'am, said the officer, I would like you to remember, if you hear anything that would help us catch these boys, please call me. Billy Block was relieved. When he saw the policeman go away, he wiped the beads of perspiration from his forehead. He sighed. But Billy just laid low that week. The next week, as the gang got together again, they planned to do another prank. We're going to make some damage on people. We're going to have some fun. They followed the man who delivered the groceries. They're every week in this neighborhood, there was a man who delivered groceries. And they said, hey, let's follow him. Let's get the milk. And we'll punch a hole in the bottom with our knives. And then we'll set the milk back down. And then as soon as they pick up the groceries, it'll all spill. And we're going to have some fun. And so sure enough, they did that. The groceries were delivered. And they would go over and grab their knife and put a hole in it. And then they'd run away and then ring the doorbell and then run away. And sure enough, one lady came to the door. She grabbed her bag of groceries. All of a sudden, milk went all over. She said, oh no, and she grabbed the milk and she tried to save what she could of it. And she went into her house. Do you know, kids, that lady was praying for those boys. She said, boy, these kids in my neighborhood, I know Jesus as my Savior, but they don't know him yet. These boys, they're getting into trouble. And there's girls here that are listening to just really bad music, and they're just saying curse words, and they just don't care about anything in life. They sass their mothers, they talk back to adults, and they're just so disrespectful. And it's so sad to see. And that lady would read her Bible each day and each night, and she would pray for the kids in her neighborhood. And she prayed for Billy And she prayed for that gang. And she prayed for those kids. And she, you know, what she really wanted was for the boys and girls to be saved, to trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior. She knew it could happen. It had happened to her many years before. And she admitted to God she had done wrong things. See, she knew certain things about God. She knew that Jesus is perfect and loving, and He cares for us. You know, Jesus cared for people. Everywhere He went, Jesus taught people about how to live, how to come to God. First, you have to pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins through Jesus Christ, the Messiah on the cross. And Jesus would teach people every day that He was here on earth. For 3.5 years of His public ministry, He would teach people. Why? Because He loved us. He loved us so much. And one day He was sharing about two men. There was a rich man, and there was a man named Lazarus. And Jesus was sharing with the people, well, you know what happened? The rich man, he lived for himself. He cursed, he swore, he went to parties, and he did bad things. He had different women in his life, and he thought, oh, life is so fun. I'm just going to live it for myself. And he did not really care about the things of God. And then there was another man named Lazarus. Lazarus, he was poor, but he loved people. Lazarus had found out he was a sinner. And Lazarus said, oh, I'm a sinner. I need to repent of my sin. Lord, please save me. I believe Jesus is going to die on the cross for my sin, and I need a Savior. And so Lazarus called out to the Lord. But Lazarus kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And he didn't have money to necessarily get all his health taken care of. And he just kept getting sicker and sicker. And one day, as he was out by the rich man's house, or out on the street somewhere begging for food, he died. And guess what happened when he died? Where did he go? To heaven. Why? Because he was saved. Because he trusted Jesus. But guess where the rich man went? Where did the rich man go who never trusted the Lord? He said, no, I'm too cool for that. I'm too cool for God. I'm like Billy Block. I just don't care about anything in life. No one cares about me, so I don't care. Well, guess what? He was wrong. Billy was wrong. The rich man was wrong. God does care for you. He does. Jesus does care for you. He cares about whether you're going to spend eternity in hell, burning forever in your sin, for your sins, or if you're going to go to heaven when you die. He cares. And more importantly, He wants you to be His child. He wants to take you into His family. He wants to get you out of whose family? Whose family are we born into? We're born into Satan's family. Okay, but of course God takes care of little babies and those who are too little to understand the gospel. He takes care of them, and if they die, they go right to heaven. But once we come to an age of accountability, young people, where we realize we're a sinner, and we realize that my sin is wicked. Our conscience tells us our sin is bad. Well, guess what? The rich man died, and sure enough, he didn't want Jesus to be his Savior. He said, I don't care about any God. I'm going to do my own thing. Well, guess what? He died, and sure enough, he is still burning in hell today for all his sins. Why? Because he didn't want Jesus. See, Jesus loved him so much. Jesus loved the rich man. Jesus loved us so much that he willingly went to that cross and shed his own perfect blood. See, Jesus is perfect. That's why he could die for our sins. And so Jesus paid the price for all of us, even the rich man, even Billy Block. But we have to believe on Him. And then Jesus, 3 days later, He rose from the grave. He is so powerful that He is now alive up in heaven, waiting. He's praying for you to be saved if you're not saved today. Well, here the Lazarus went to heaven. And so that lady was praying for these kids to get saved. Billy Block didn't care. He didn't have much respect for his mother. Often he would tell her off and give her a piece of, Mom, I don't care. I'm going to my room. Billy, where were you? I don't care. He had a bad attitude and disrespectful and disobedient to his parents. Well, the boys thought they had a great time. This only lasted into the early hours of the morning. So they went to the clubhouse. They were talking about how brave they were, how many they added up, how many milk cartons that they had They had put holes in. They thought this was really great. They thought, oh, we're becoming a strong gang. Billy Block said, fellas, I want you to be loyal to me and do what I say, and we'll initiate some new members into our gang. One of these days, we're going to get all these stolen goods together, and we'll sell it. We'll have a lot of money, and we'll be rich. That's what Billy Block told his gang members. One day, Billy Block met an older teenager who gave Billy a cigarette. And he didn't smoke it right there. He took it to the clubhouse. He waited for the guys to show up, and he lit it up. He took those puffs. You know what toxins are in cigarettes?
Yeah.
And this wasn't just any old cigarette. This was marijuana. This was drugs, too. And this had so many toxins in it. You know, in one cigarette, just a regular cigarette, there's 50 different chemicals in there. One of those chemicals is jet fuel. Is jet fuel good to drink?
No.
No. Jet fuel is a poisonous toxin. But they use jet fuel to make the cigarette go real fast. There's 50 bad chemicals in cigarettes. And one of them is nicotine. Nicotine is so addicting, and that's why they put it in the cigarette that is in tobacco. Nicotine is so addicting, it makes people's mind think they have to have another one very soon after. And so that's what they do. They get people hooked to buying cigarettes. Well, this had drugs in as well. And this is illegal and it's wrong. Looks like the devil is winning out in the life of Billy Block. He sure is headed for trouble. His mother didn't seem to care. His dad wasn't really around. This is really looking bad. So what? But some parents don't care about their children. Some parents say, "Tom, here, son, daughter, take this money, go to a movie tonight, or go to the arcade, and we're going to go," and they go to the bar and have a few beers and dance. Some of you kids may have a home that may reflect some of this, but you know there is hope. There is hope for you. Who is our hope in?
Jesus.
That even if your home isn't ideal, even if you, Josh, I need you to sit over there again, please. Okay, you guys are distract each other. I don't want anybody to be distracted. Go ahead over there, Josh. Okay, go on over. It's okay. Obey authority, remember? And God will bless you. When you obey authority, you say, yes, sir, no, no, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, no, ma'am, no, sir. That's where God blesses us. Well, so here, God wants you to be godly. If you will listen to God, He will help you to become young people who will love Him and go far in life. How many want to do good things when you get older? How many want to have a family one day with a loving spouse? If you're a young lady, you want to have a man who will love you and who will love you like Jesus wants to love you, or like Jesus loves you, and He'll want to love you like that. How many, if you're a young man, you want a wife one day who will love you and just put you, just love you as her husband and just respect you and just have a good family together? How many want that? Raise your hand if you want that. Okay, how many don't want that one day? You'd rather just do your own thing and have nobody that cares about you, okay? That's so important that you got to plan now to be the kind of person that will attract a godly individual. Who you are now, the way you're living now, are you going to attract someone who will love you and care about you and who will be there by your side for the rest of your life? Or are you going to attract someone who will be like, oh yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes and one day and then the next day they're gone.
Don't worry.
Is that the kind of person, no talk, is that the kind of person you're being right now? Someone who will attract someone who will love you and take care of you and listen to God? Okay, this is so important. God's word needs to be our final authority in all life. Well, so here, Billy Block went home. As he went home to his house, where have you been, Billy? I told you to be in by 6, and now it's 8 o'clock. Where have you been? She smelled an unusual odor on Billy. It's none of your business, Mom. Billy had a disrespect problem. If you talk back to your mom, if you talk to your mom like that, if you say, Mom! Oh, Dad, you know what? That's disrespectful. And one day, it's going to come back on you. One day, when you have kids, guess how your kids are going to talk to you? They're going to talk to you like that and probably worse. So if you don't want that to happen in your life, you need to change now. You need to be respectful now. Why? Because God says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What promise is attached if you obey mom and dad? That God, long life. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. God wants you to live long, but you have to obey your parents in order to have that happen to you. Okay, so Billy, let's go up and talk to Billy. Mom said with one of her friends, an aunt. So mom and aunt went upstairs to talk with Billy. Do you think he will tell the truth? Do you think he will lie? How many of you would like to know what will happen next?
Tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. Okay. As we close this, have a seat. We're not done yet. Julian, have a seat. There, that lady, she was praying for Billy Block at that very moment. As Billy was up in his room, as his mom and his aunt were about to confront, that lady was praying for Billy to be saved. She was saying, oh Lord, please save Billy. Help him to come to know Christ as his Savior so he doesn't die in his sins and one day die and have something terrible happen to him. We're going to find out what happened to Billy. I'd like every head bowed, every eye closed as we close the service. Every head bowed, every eye closed. No one looking around. We have our adult church members waiting at the back to counsel you with their Bibles. Perhaps you're here today, you say, Pastor Rice, you know, that scares me. No, guys, get up on your seats. That scares me to think about heaven and hell and my sin, and I realize I am a sinner. That I admit that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus died on the cross for me and he took my place. And I want to believe on him today so that I can be saved from my sin and from hell. So that Jesus can come into my heart and the Holy Spirit can come into my heart and change me. I realize I need to be changed because the way I am is no good. I need to be changed by the Lord. If that's you, just slip up your hand quickly, quietly, right there where you see it. Say, Pastor Rice, pray for me. I want Jesus to be my Savior. If that's you, just raise your hand right there where you see it. Okay, I see those hands. If you raise your hand, what I want you to do is go back to the back of the room. Maybe you're not sure you're saved. Maybe you want assurance of your salvation. Maybe you want someone to just show you a couple of verses from the Bible so that you can have that assurance. Go right to the back of the room right now if you want to know that Jesus is your Savior. Go right to the back of the room right now. Step out of your seat. If you raise your hand, go right to the back of the room right now. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Go right to the back. And we have adult leaders waiting with their Bibles to counsel you. Perhaps you say, Pastor Rice, I already did that. I already trusted Jesus as my Savior, but I feel very guilty right now because I haven't been confessing my sin lately. I haven't asked the Lord to forgive me for some sins recently, and I've been keeping them. And I want to confess my sin to Christ. I'm his child, but I want to confess. If that's you, go to the back right now. And one of the adult leaders, they can pray with you, and you can pray and ask the Lord to talk over some things in your life and get counsel from the Word of God. You can go right to the back. If you are not saved, or if you are saved, and you just want to talk to someone, go right to the back. We'll have one of the ladies counsel the young ladies, the men counsel the young men. Go right to the back. This is so important. Do not wait another day, because we don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know if a car accident's going to happen to us. We don't know if something else is going to come up and you're not going to come back tomorrow. You cannot guarantee that we will have another day to trust Christ as Savior. That's why the Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. If that's you, just go right to the back right now. If you want to be saved by the Lord Jesus, or if you want counsel from the Word of God, go right to the back right now. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, this morning, to be reminded of these very important truths from your Word, that we're all sinners, and that Jesus died for our sins on the cross, and that he wants to save us, and that all we have to do is admit and believe on him and repent of our sins, and he will come into our heart. Lord, I pray for each one that is here, that you work in the hearts. We know that sin is devastating. And it hurts. Lord, and we pray that these young people would want to run from sin and run to your arms for forgiveness. If you're here and you say, Pastor Rice, I want to confess some sin to the Lord, I'm going to pray a simple prayer of confession. You pray with me. If you're saved, if you're a child of God, God says we can go right to him in prayer and confess our sins. Say, Dear Heavenly Father. You can say it out loud or you can say it quietly. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For I have sinned.
For I have sinned.
I have done. Now you quietly, not out loud. No one needs to hear what you've done. Only God alone. But you tell God what you've done lately to displease Him, to sin against Him. Tell Him if you've talked back to your parents. Tell Him if you've taken things, or tell Him if you've disrespected your parents or have done other things, and ask Him to forgive you. And sure enough, if you are already His child, you're already saved, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You tell God right now, and sure enough, He will forgive you. If you're already His child, if you've already trusted Jesus, He will forgive you even now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time to confess our sins. We thank You that You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray You'd help us to watch our attitudes and to realize that they are important, what we say, what we do in our homes, and what how we dress and our lifestyle, Lord. We pray that it would reflect You and not ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Wait, stay seated. Okay. Tomorrow is water day. Okay, so it's not swimsuit day. Okay, it's not swimsuit day, it's water day. That means girls, wear dark shirt, like this. You can wear a dark shirt. Dark shirt and dark shorts or dark pants, whatever you want to wear. But it has to be dark colors, okay? So no white stuff. You don't want you wearing white stuff. Dark, okay? And bring a towel with you as well. Guys, same thing. Guys, you can wear your board shorts. It's fine. But dark shirt, and everyone has to keep their shirts on and their shorts on, okay? So no, that's why bathing suits will not be accepted. All right, so we're going to get wet tomorrow. We're going to have fun. Wear sneakers along with bringing your sandals or your flip-flops. Okay, bring them in a little bag. It's helpful to bring your towel and your flip-flops in a bag. That way you won't forget it at church tomorrow. Okay, so bring it in a little bag. Julian, very disrespectful. Okay? Be respectful. Okay. All right, any questions about water day? Okay, so we're going to have fun tomorrow. We're going to play outside. It's going to be hotter tomorrow, so we're definitely going to want to get wet. Okay, now for the fair today, what we're going to do is we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have the teens compete against each other, like going around from station to station, and you're going to see, and you're going to write down who wins. Stephen, Paul, Darnell, you guys are the team leaders, and Mr. Daniel and Mr. Stahl, do competitions against each other.